We've been hearing a lot about medical supplies and facilities being stretched because of the rise in coronavirus cases. And that's of particular concern to some members of the disability community. They say the increasing pressures facing the health system could mean patients with intellectual impairments are overlooked. Now, disability and health groups across Australia are calling for action, as Naz Campanella reports.
Toowoomba mother Tony Mitchell and her son Joshy haven't always found navigating the nation's health system easy. But as the coronavirus continues to spread, she's worried that could get worse.
Well, we have a lot of experience where Joshy has been left and not treated. We've sat in emergency rooms and watched it empty three times over with them still not caring for Joshy because he's being too complex and too hard.
20-year-old Joshy lives with Down syndrome, autism and other complex health conditions. Tony Mitchell says if he contracts the virus, it could be fatal.
I'm very concerned that he could catch the coronavirus. He has a very low immune system and complex health conditions, so he has no capacity to fight this at all.
She worries some doctors don't properly understand the complex needs of patients with intellectual disabilities or the ways they might communicate.
I wouldn't be able to be with him, so he wouldn't have anybody with him who he knew, who could communicate for him, who could advocate for him. I'm very worried about him trying to be on his own with that, but also that even that they would know how to care for him properly. And that he would receive the care that he needs, especially if they were inundated with people.
Professor Julian Troller shares her concerns. He's a neuropsychiatrist from the University of New South Wales, specialising in developmental disability. And he's written what he's called a position statement, which has been endorsed by more than 500 health and disability organisations.
We need to look at extra support to manage people in restricted environments where they may not be able to fully understand or engage in conversations about why that's necessary. We need to look at more support for the person to enable social distancing or adequate isolation or quarantine where that's necessary. And we need to think about how we're providing material to people in accessible formats.
And he says people living with intellectual disability should be fast-tracked if they need testing for the virus.
Many people with intellectual or developmental disability will really struggle to wait in a queue and will need to be seen quickly to minimise the risk to both themselves and other people.
In a statement, the Federal Health Department says it's liaising with the sector to build the capacity of healthcare and disability service providers to meet their needs during the pandemic, and that includes tackling requests for masks for disability care workers. Tony Mitchell says all this can't come soon enough.
I think the doctors and the hospitals need to be making sure that they're prepared for people with disabilities to be coming in so that they're not going to be put in the too hard basket.
Toowoomba mum Tony Mitchell and Naz Campanella with that report.